You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Jordan Brosmer, and this is Jordan the Funky Bunch. We might have the biggest bunch we've had yet this week. It's very exciting. There's four people right now, two more to come, possibly. But we have Connor with us.
What's up, everyone?
We have Chase and Michael.
Howdy.
I don't know if Michael picked up, but he has a mic. I don't think it's plugged in, to be honest. But
is there a fourth mic?
He's got the white one. There's a yellow one somewhere, but I don't know where. This is a mic. But yeah, this is a funky bunch. Very exciting. Chase isn't going to say anything because that's what she normally does. But
I get better with every show.
She does. She does get better. But we're going to have a great show. I didn't even turn on Michael's mic, so no, you definitely didn't hear him.
I will not be silenced.
All right, yeah, your mic's not working.
Michael's, he's saying he won't be silenced, but you can't hear that.
So he's already been silenced.
He's been silenced.
So yeah, we've got a great show for you this week. I didn't make it long enough, so Connor and Michael can make some suggestions and chase it too, I guess, but she's not going to. Well, the first song we have this week is Dear Sergio by Streetlight Manifesto. That was Dear Sergio by Streetlight Manifesto. I've heard that song from our ECE playlist. It makes me happy every time it comes on because of all the brass tracks. It's nice. It's great. It's on the Keys Be Nights album. Connor loves it. Connor doesn't. Have you heard Streetlight Manifesto other than?
Probably.
I don't think I ever have.
Jordan, you're being a brass hole right now.
Don't. You can't say. Are you allowed to say that?
Brass hole's FCC compliant. You're okay.
Right. Brass hole is FCC compliant, according to the engineer, so that's cool. But Sergio, Dear Sergio, I don't know who Sergio is, but that was a nice song, and I'm going to play this song called Growing on You by The Story So Far. It was recommended to me by a friend from home, and then my other friend from home said, if I recommended that, you wouldn't take it seriously and would laugh at me. So here's me laughing at you with Growing on You by The Story So Far. Hope you enjoy. That was Growing On You by The Story So Far. I had never listened to that song before playing it on the show, so it could have had anything in it, but it actually ended up being okay. It was a nice background for us talking about random things while it was being played. So yeah, it was nice. I am. I'm talking about how I'm famous. I was apparently on PBS today because, or what, PDS? What is it?
PBS.
Yeah, I was on PBS. Yeah, the place that has they like make kids shows or whatever. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Right, Connor?
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you wish you were there.
I do. Yeah. I don't know what this was, but...
I was on TV, no big deal.
I'm a little jealous.
Yeah. But, did you like that song, The Story So Far?
I wasn't paying attention, to be honest, because we were talking about how you're on TV.
I know, it's really hard to focus when I'm on TV, so... Wait, no, that's a bad thing. But yeah, the next song I'm going to play is Watermelon Sugar, recommended by Chase. I forgot she already made a recommendation, so it's perfect. But it's Harry Styles' new song. His last song was Wild. This song, probably more wild. I think you played it yesterday, but I wasn't listening. So this one's called Watermelon Sugar. Not sure what that means, but I hope you guys enjoy it.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking.
sugar high. I want another sugar high. 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 I just want to taste it. I just want to taste it. Want another sugar high. Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar.
That was Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. He released that right as his SNL performance was happening when he hosted and was the musical guest. The third person ever to do that.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Harry Styles has done it now. Chance the Rapper has done it once. And I don't know who the other person was, but I know there's three people.
Okay.
Someone else can fill me in on that information, but it's not important.
Callers.
Michael, do you have something to say?
I'm just saying that your facts are not backed up, and maybe the caller would like to call in and support or deny your facts. Oh, he's pulling up Google as we speak, so we get your answer in a GIF. Audience, I know you're on the edge of your seats.
Shoot. Hey, maybe there might be more than three.
Uh-oh.
What's the verdict?
Shoot.
33.
The same
33.
I think
so it's like 11 off by times a factor as much of 11.
No, I don't think that's right. I think that's wrong.
All right, audience, who do you trust more?
Not the
Google
same episode
or Jordan.
People have hosted and been musical guests, but I don't think that this isn't right. This isn't right.
All
right,
let's get back to that music.
I'll figure it out after, but that's not important.
It is.
We'll figure it out after. But the next song is recommended by Michael. It's called Recognize with Mercer, featuring Majid Jordan. I don't know how to pronounce his name, actually. Majid, maybe? How do you pronounce it? Majid?
Majid Dragons.
Majid.
Imagine Dragons. Majid Jordan, and this is the Mercer remix of that. So, hope you enjoy Recognize.
Fuzzy.
That was Recognize with Mercer, featuring Majid Jordan. The Mercer remix with DJ Snake. Michael is walking away. But Connor, what did you think of that song?
I also wasn't paying attention.
Connor is never listening to the music. I'm not even certain why he's here, but he provides fantastic banter.
I was watching you Google Saturday Night Live host.
So guys, there's been a lot more. There's been a lot more than three. I was a big liar. There's been quite a few. Maybe Chance the Rapper was one of three black ones. But
hey.
People who are black. Hey, what?
Let me tell you about airline food.
Nope. All right, so we're going to move on to Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and the Wings.
Thank you.
That was Band on the Run, remastered in 2010 by Paul McCartney and Wings. Sorry if I accidentally said The Wings. But Chase, what did you think of that song?
I thought it was good. I liked that song.
All right, well, what did you like about it?
The tune.
Cool. Thank you, Chase.
Chase, a good melody.
Chase provides riveting commentary, and I really enjoy it, but that's why we invited her on, so we can embarrass her on live radio in front of six people. Someone's asking for a shout out, yeah. But I'm not going
to. I hear something, but
yeah, it's like a, bee, it's like a fly. Or yeah, you know that feeling when there's a fly by you and you're like, oh, where that? Yeah. Where is it? And then you smack at it, and then you just hit yourself in the face. So, yeah. But yeah, that was Band on the Run. I love that song. And Here It Goes Again by OK Go. Elise says good song, but who is Elise? So we don't know. But this is Here It Goes Again by OK Go. Was Here It Goes Again by OK Go, a nice upbeat track. I had never heard of it until my friend Noah put it on the EC playlist, so another good track. Elise can shut up. I'm pissed. All right, but that was Here It Goes Again.
That was a little mean, Jordan. Can you even hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure my voice is heard and not silenced.
Okay, well, he's been silenced. Connor, what'd you think of that track?
I'm a fan. I'm
outside for the entire time.
Right, Michael is going to interrupt our radio show. Michael, can you sit outside with Elise, please?
If you really want me to, I can.
I do.
Okay.
Right, Michael is leaving, which is good, and we're going to move on to a song by REM called "Shiny Happy People." There was a cover of this song with the Muppets called "Happy Furry Monsters," but I will not be playing that because I don't want to, and it's not on Spotify. So here we go with Shiny Happy People by R.E.M. That was Shiny Happy People by R.E.M. from their Out of Time album. I was criticized for my choice of that song, but too bad for the critics out there because it was chosen by my dad, you punks. So leave me alone. Dad versus dad is about to happen, and we'll see whose dad wins. But yeah, that was Shiny Happy People. A great song. Apparently that's when they went commercial. I don't know what that means. But
Chase, stuff rocks.
Chase, what'd you think?
I like that one as well.
Did you like the tune for that one too?
Yes, it's very upbeat.
Okay. Okay, Jason. The song is called Shiny Happy People, so I'd hope you'd be happy.
It lived up to the name.
But, all right, so I'm going to play another really popular song from that era. It's by The Police, a band that's extremely popular, and this song's called Every Breath You Take. And you better know this one. We'll be right back.
He's always mean.
That was Every Breath You Take by The Police. A nice classic. But Police were a very popular
Lehigh
band.
Lehigh stinks.
Lehigh does stink. We're talking rivalry week right now. That's a hard sentence to say.
Rivalry rivalry week now in the studio.
Yeah. Sure. I don't even think this radio station's radius broadcasts all the way to Lehigh, so they can't hear us.
No.
Yeah.
They're hearing the sweet sounds of WXPN right now.
Yeah, you guys would be listening to WXPN, which is
a terrible
station.
But they listen
online
if they were.
At Lehigh, listen online, and we will roast you.
Yeah, tune in online so we can roast you.
Also, if anyone has any banner ideas for Rivalry Week, we'd love to hear them. We've been brainstorming some up.
I can't say mine. It's funny. It's witty.
He doesn't want to spoil it.
I don't want to spoil it. And I did not steal it. I've been accused by everyone in here. I have not stolen anything. Everything that comes out of me is from my own mind.
We're going to move on. Because that's really creepy. We're going to move on to a song that Elise showed me last night, or two nights ago at 1 a.m., called Can You Hear the Moon by Grady. Hope you enjoy.
It's a sign you just couldn't read it. Energy is heavier than elephants. This open mind's always feeling. Oh, so exposed to the elements. But we define what is relevant. The blisses all started settling. I'm trying to be a resident. It's so inviting. But can you hear the moon? They can talk, and the ceiling got lost. Stars bouncing off in the deep end. You're God, just like me. You might not really ever see it, but it's true. I believe in everybody, yeah. But can you hear the moon?
That was Can You Hear the Moon by Grady, and now to interrupt the show with an advertisement from one of our sponsors, Henry's Italian Sausages.
Is it Thanksgiving time, and you were tasked to make a sausage from scratch, but you didn't have the right casing? Well, we got you covered. Wait, what was it called again?
Henry's Italian Sausage.
Get it at your local supermarket, Bake super easy, sweet, succulent, tender, and spicy. The spice is nice. Perfect for any Thanksgiving meal or any meal with the family. Quick and easy. Hand me an Italian sausage.
Thank you from our sponsor, Henry's Italian Sausage. That was a fantastic advertisement. You gave him a 30-second spot for about... How much do we charge for 30-second spots on this show?
We aren't allowed to say.
Oh, true.
don't ever admit to doing that.
But if you email us, we'll let you know our rates.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
But we have no rates.
We have no rates. We're not allowed to charge. Thank you, Henry's Italian Sausage. That was Can You Hear the Moon by Grady. And now I'm going to play The Moment by Tame Impala, a song that Connor loves, and that I do as well.
I can't just stay one more time.
That was The Moment by Tame Impala. What'd you think of that one, Michael?
It was pretty good. I'm really new to the whole Tame Impala scene. And the synth on that one was really nice. I like the notes.
Okay.
Really hitting those staccatos pretty well.
Nope, that's not... Synths don't normally do staccato at all. Do you know?
Yeah, that's why it's so impressive, Jordan.
A staccato is like this.
All right.
It was mezzo forte.
But it wasn't doing that.
Okay. I just want to sound smart.
Well, you almost did. If you just kept it with the synths, you would have been fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Tame Impala, The Moment. I have one more song right now, but if they have recommended a song, we could jam out to two more. But this one is another popular song that a lot of people know. Michael, never whistle again on the show. I'm going to play I'm Gonna Be, also known as 500 Miles by The Proclaimers.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But
that was I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles by The Proclaimers. Connor loves that song.
I was jamming out the whole
time. He was bobbing his head the whole time. I don't know. What do you like more, The Moment or I'm Gonna Be?
The Moment?
Yeah, the Tame Impala song we just played.
Or the song we just heard?
Yeah.
The Tame Impala song.
Why? Yeah, why? Explain.
Explain?
Yes.
I like the tune. Hey. I think the tune's a little better. And the synths, they do a good job. With the
staccatos.
Yeah, the staccatos.
Yeah, so we actually have another message from Henry's Italian Sausage, so if we want to hear that.
Oh, boy.
We want to hear another.
What do sweet, succulent, and savory all have in common? Henry's Sausage. All those flavors rolled up into one big beef sausage. With all the Italian flavors of the motherland of Italy.
Okay, well, thank you for that. And he's Italian Sausage. We're going to move on to another song. One last song. It's called The Seasons of Love, because we just love Henry's Italian Sausage.
It sounds like you're talking about someone's penis.
525,600 minutes.
That was Seasons of Love by Rosario Dawson, Taye Diggs, Idina Menzel, Jesse L. Martin. Hey, wait, it doesn't matter. It's the cast of Rent. Great track. Hope you guys enjoyed the show this week.
What a way to propel us into the holiday season. I mean, really.
Michael is talking. He doesn't even have a mic in his hand. So he's effectively just interrupting. So that's cool. But that was Seasons of Love. That was also Jordan and the Funky Bunch, our biggest bunch yet. Yeah. And I need to remind you, as it's the top of the hour, that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Jordan Brosmer. That was Connor Winartrick, Michael Rittmaster, Chase Luba, and Elise Bossert. Elise didn't participate at all because she stinks.
Hi.
But hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll see you in 2 weeks because next week's Thanksgiving, and I definitely will not be here just for this.
And live from New York. And live from New York. It's Saturday night.
It's not.
Okay.